This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your host, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
And yes, welcome to the Glow Show, Joy 94.9. And of course, it's always joined by Gabby, but tonight she's not joining me in the studio. She is away, but tonight we have Jen Dixon in, which is pretty much Gabby's boss. Jen, where is Gabby at the moment?
She's in Canada. Well, she's on her way to Canada at the moment, actually. She's going to an LGBTI policing conference in Toronto. And she's being joined by a number of our colleagues from Victoria Police and police from all around the world talking about LGBTI policing and sharing information, ideas, and it's really fantastic. I'm super jealous. I'm stuck here in Melbourne, so
having a little bit of a get together and finding out what they do around the world, and
absolutely.
Let them know what we're doing around the world.
100%. It's this is the second iteration of this particular conference. The last one was in Amsterdam, I should say.
I'm off to Amsterdam in July.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Fiji in July, so I'm finally going on holiday myself. There are great opportunities for policing jurisdictions around the world to share their stories around, particularly No Police in Pride at the moment is a very prominent feature, and as everybody would know, most people would know, there's been a lot of contention around police marching at Canadian Pride marches. So they were actually banned in Toronto from marching. So there's a lot of stuff happening in that space. So they're really keen to understand how policing jurisdictions like ours here in Victoria, which I think personally is just fantastic, how we have built our relationship and our trust with the community.
So, yeah. And we have a Glow Show.
Absolutely.
Well, we all get together and talk about the issues and some of the challenges that you've all been facing. Now, before we go any further with some news and reviews, I should say, we have a guest in tonight, which is Ro Allen, who is Commissioner of Gender and Sexuality. Ro, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Will.
Welcome.
Yeah, lovely to be here.
This is the first time you've been on the show with me, I think.
Well,
it is.
Well, certainly not the first time in Joy, but certainly with you, Will, so looking forward to that.
No, tremendous. Now, we've had a little bit of news around the place with the MCC. With something on YouTube. I don't know too much about it. Are you able to fill us in?
Yeah, look, there's been a couple of incidents that have obviously occurred across the community in the last month or so. There's a couple of things that we can talk about and some things that are still under investigation. So I think Gabby has been quite forthcoming with what we discuss here on Joy. And look, we talk about whatever we can to the extent that it doesn't impede with any investigation. But I have some really, I guess in terms of the MCC church incident, that was a really fantastic.
Now, just I know zero about this. So MCC, sure. We're not talking about Melbourne Cricket Club, or are we talking
No. Yeah, because I come from Acronym City.
Yeah.
So it stands for Melbourne Community Church.
Okay.
And they're based in Hawthorne.
Yeah, and so they're an LGBTIQ church that's sort of come, again, out of America. It's a national denomination, and it's primarily LGBTIQ and allies.
Excellent. Okay. And what's been the problem?
Well, there was an incident from a prominent community member from a specific group about 3 weeks ago, I think it was, right?
Yeah. Let's just say he turned up but not to worship.
Yeah.
So he wasn't too friendly towards us, in other words.
No, he was there to disrupt proceedings.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that was all caught on YouTube.
Right.
And it was actually really distressing to watch that content.
Yeah. I'd certainly, it's down now, which is terrific, but I was recommending to everybody not to watch it. A, because it gives him the click view numbers, but also because it's certainly very distressing. Yeah. And I can also say that, this is absolutely where the police got it right. They were fantastic on scene and they were supportive. And the following Sunday, we had Gabby come. I went to church. Gabby went to church.
Yep.
We're more police in church than parishioners. I got to say, it was. And when someone accidentally sat on glass up the back and everybody turned around, he just said, sorry. It was. It was quite the thing. You know, it was really good to show of support local superintendents. And, you know, and they didn't just go to the MCC church. That church had a Uniting Church congregation in the morning. It had a multicultural Chinese congregation that they went to in the afternoon, and then to, you know, the LGBTIQ plus service at night, because it's also about the space, not just the congregation, but making sure that everybody that uses that space feels safe. And, you know, it's been terrific feedback, absolutely terrific feedback from the community. We also, from a Victorian government's perspective, we put some trauma counselling and debriefing in there, and that's been really, really positive too. So great thank you emails today, which I'll put in my pile of thank you things. When I have bad days, I look at that pile of thank you commissioner emails, and it'll go into the top of that pile.
No, yeah. That's beautiful stuff. Now, obviously, this is still more investigations are underway with this.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
so obviously, this bloke, whoever he is, he's going to be lent on a little bit more, I imagine.
Yeah, look, I mean, in terms of the actual, you know, incident itself, I mean, it's not uncommon for our community, unfortunately, over the past, you know, 30, 40 years, even further than that, to experience, you know, to be targeted by discriminative speech, you know, prejudice motivated crime. Unfortunately, it happened in a space where it was, you know, it was Mother's Day, and they're all meeting to, you know, share worship together. And so it was a really unfortunate incident. So it is being looked at by Victoria Police, and I can say, as the LGBTI portfolio manager, that our response was really good. We hooked them in with the local LGBTI liaison officers, the GLOWs, and I've obviously been following it as well. So I'm, you know, as Rose said, it's been a really positive experience in terms of the community's interaction between LGBTI, you know, people of faith, and also police.
And who knew there was a law against interrupting a worship service of any type, Christian, Muslim, in Victoria? How good is that?
Yeah. Wow. I certainly didn't. And I don't think a few people did, actually. So it's kind of teaching us something new. Yeah.
Interesting stuff. You're on the Glow Show, Joy 94.9. And tonight I am joined by Jen Dixon, who is the LGBTI portfolio manager for the Victorian Police, filling in for Gabby while she's visiting lots of Canadian and world police in Calgary or Toronto?
Toronto.
In Toronto.
Toronto.
So she's there. And we're also joined by Ro Allen, the Commissioner of Gender and Sexuality. Now, it's interesting that we were talking about experiences and nasty experiences, and it's fact of life. You and I have had a bit of a discussion about this at times where we have issues in the workplace from people. The workplace is a big community in itself, so the community having problems, it's life, it's there. Now, the Victorian Police, which I am really happy to say, and I was involved in the launch of it a few weeks ago, was the Varioc report. And correct, that came out. So I'd love to talk a little bit about that tonight. But first of all, just to kick it off, what is the Varioc report?
So, well, Varioc, to start off, to go back a step, bring back to the acronym VIL, is the Victorian acronyms. Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission.
Yep.
So we've actually been working with them quite closely since 2015. And we looked at the very first report was looking into sexual discrimination and predatory behaviour within Victoria Police. And I think that was quite a groundbreaking piece of work for a policing jurisdiction, in fact, for any organisation or agency at the time. And it was, you know, it was a real eye-opener. I'm sure for people in the agency, it probably wasn't as surprising, but it was very surprising to people externally, the extent of which people, particularly women, had faced discrimination in the workplace. So, again, that was a piece that we commissioned, Ken Lay, the former commissioner, chief commissioner, commissioned. So the latest report that came out during Ida Hobbit, and Roy will be able to speak with us as well, was actually phase three of the Varioc review. And this specifically looks at LGBTI members in the workplace and their experience of trauma and harm. There's some positives that have come out of the report, which is fantastic, but it does demonstrate that we have a long way to go in terms of how we need to approach workplace trauma and harm. There's a series of findings that have been put forward by Varioc. So basically the way in which we've been responding to these recommendations is that we have our own Varioc department within Victoria Police, and obviously the Chief Commissioner, Graham Ashton, has publicly released this document on Ida Hobbit Day, which is fantastic, and committed to acquit all of the recommendations. So there's a raft of things that we need to look at. It goes through around six or seven different kinds of themes relating from workplace culture to harm training policies and things like that. So a lot of self-examination that needs to take place. Some of the stories that were included, it's very narrative driven. You know, they're really quite damning. It's very, very emotional to read some of those stories. You would hope that a lot of them occurred a long time ago, although some of them actually, you know, were quite current. So it's a bit of an eye-opener for people that aren't familiar with this space. And for all the LGBTI members and allies that, you know, provided their insights into the report, I think it's a huge relief to be able to share that information and start to work with the organisation more closely.
Now, Ro, what was your involvement in the Variac report with the Victorian Police?
Well, I often get credit for these things, and often I turn up at the launch of them, really.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. I think it's an excellent piece of work. This, as Jen said, this was commissioned by the Victorian Police. I didn't ask them to do it, you know. I wasn't around until, you know, late into the process in this. But they got so much out of the first report around gender inequality in the workplace. This was an obvious one because we were already hearing the stories of LGBTI police officers. And we know those stories, you know, people have left the force in droves. And I think it's really important because you can't actually do the work until you can identify the problem, you know. And we had anecdotal stories. We had, you know, we didn't have the data. Mm-hmm. And we should be able to respond to anything, but it's much easier as government and government agencies like mm-hmm. the police to say, well, here's the evidence.
Yeah.
This is indisputable evidence that LGBTI community members within the police are not feeling comfortable. They're not their authentic selves. They're not out at minimum. And then worse, they're bullied and harassed to the point of there was some, you know, a mention of a suicide as well. So, you know, there's the whole spectrum in there. But it says, just like the other reports, you know, we can do better. The police can do better. And I think of, you know, the launch. Graham Ashton did not shy away from this at all, you know. And the story he told, which has stayed with me, and he showed great leadership in this space, is, you know, if he was talking to a young LGBTIQ person, what would make them want to read that report and then come into the police force? And, you know, his response to that question is, well, we're an organisation that's looking internally at our own issues, you know. Mm. We're actually doing something about it. But you could take the word police out of it and you could put a whole lot of other institutions and organisations, you know, insert word here. And the police are at least saying, we have a problem, we need to do something about it. And I'm launching it. Yeah. Not the Assistant Commissioner, not the Minister for Police. I'm launching it, my responsibility. I'm where the buck stops and this is what we're going to do about it. And we're going to follow the recommendations.
You're on The Glow Show, Joy 94.9 with Jen and Will, and we have Ro Allen, Commissioner of Gender and Sexuality, in the studio tonight. And we're talking more about the Variac report when we return.
You're listening to The Glow Show on Joy. Back soon.
Your community is our business.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is The Glow Show on Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Will and Jen on The Glow Show. And welcome back. We have Ro Allen, Commissioner of Gender and Sexuality. Normally Gabby does this for me, so I've a bit
You've
lost.
You've got it. Me tonight.
We've got you tonight.
Yeah.
We're training you up.
You are.
You're our radio apprentice.
Whilst we miss Gabby, you know, I'm trying to outshine her a little bit. You know, yes. I'll try. I'll try my hardest.
Oh, you'll do. Good
luck.
You
know she'll listen to the
podcast.
I'll
get into trouble for that. Sorry, Gab.
Now, look, we've really got to get into and talk about this Variac report a little bit more. It's extremely fascinating. I also think it's brilliant. I'm very thankful that the Victorian Police has done this report and it is supported by the Victorian Government. Now, quickly, how's the report done? Is it I know it's a silly question, but does somebody run around asking everybody stories, or is there confidential surveys that go to all the employees?
How's it all put together? Yeah, it was done across a number of levels. So there was some independent interviews that were taken that took place between many different members across the organisation. So very independently interviewed those people. There was an online survey that was done. So it was done across a number of different platforms, and we had a really good response to the surveys and to the interviews. And so for everybody that contributed, it's incredible to have their stories shared, and it would have been very, I guess, triggering and quite testing to provide some of the information that they did. You know, for me personally, I was part of the interview process and part of the assisting with the survey, and I can say that as an LGBTI member. It's, you know, it was enlightening to be part of that. So yeah, there was a number of platforms that they interviewed and researched through. Yep. And so, yeah, it was an overwhelming response.
Now, basically a question to both of you, what were some of the findings in the report? And I'll get into the nitty gritty of it. Where are some problem areas? Were you surprised with some of the findings?
Well, I guess I'll throw that one to Ro, because for me as a police member, I wasn't too surprised by some of the findings. I mean, there wasn't anything that made me really shocked, because I'm so entrenched in the organisation. So I guess as an LGBTI, a senior LGBTI leader, what was the points for you that really stood out that might have been shocking?
What jumped out to me is I really wanted to know what year we were talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, for me, it was like, this is last year, I'm horrified. I mean, I should be horrified whether it was in the 80s, 90s or now. But if, you know, things like quotes like, you know, I would take all, you know, expletives, meaning homosexuals, but another term, out the back and shoot them, you know, last year, that's absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
And those people should be drummed out of the police force. You know, if it's back in the 80s, maybe those people aren't in the police force now, you know, because that culture's unacceptable and, you know, viewed on, you know, very strongly as very derogatory, and then it would require disciplinary action. So that's what jumped out at me. The stories about, wow, that is absolutely in your face and horrific. What also jumped out to me was how brave, first it was the police to do the investigation and to be so under the microscope, and how detailed the case studies and stories were, which means the whole Varioc process must have been incredibly safe and inclusive, and we've obviously got something to learn about complete independence and, you know, really drilling down and getting the stories. And not just from police that are in the force, but police who've left the force, you know, those sorts of stories as well.
So past police members have contributed to this report too?
I believe so. Okay. And I just think they're... that's really a healing process, you know, and it's for those, for a lot of the officers in there and people who work in the police force, they may not, in their time, they may not see the changes, they may not be in the force anymore, they may have already left, but, you know, to be able to get it out, document it, and recommendations drawn out of it, which, you know, are kind of self-evident, I suppose, Jen, you've got it there in front of you, but, you know, those recommendations can be acted on. And I think that, you know, if you've gone through something horrific, if you can turn that around as part of your healing and see a productive side, that you have an avenue to tell your story and people can learn from that. Because, look, a lot of senior people, whether it's police or managers in any area, unless you've had the discrimination yourself, you don't really understand what it is. You can read it. It's helpful. When people tell you the stories and you hear the stories, you can actually, you know, hopefully get some empathy about it and manage accordingly.
And I think that really goes back to the title of the piece of work, which is Proud, Visible and Safe.
That's
and Ro's exactly right. Like, for people that aren't in the LGBTI community or even allies that have never had that experience before, you don't know what you don't see. If you don't have a voice, if you're not visible, if people aren't aware, and I mean, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people that have looked at the report, police members, and go, oh my God, I can't believe this happened in my organisation. I've never seen or experienced this. This would be really shocking for them as well. So just having that voice in this and having it as a really strong narrative-led piece, I think the Varioc team have done a fantastic job. And again, yeah, I totally agree. It's very brave. You know, incredibly proud to have a Chief Commissioner like Graham Ashton that, you know, not only came out in support of marriage equality during a campaign that was highly political, but also to commission a piece like this. And yeah, we've got a long way to go, and we're not shying away from that at all. But it's now evident we can't fix what we can't see, and our recording mechanisms, as it says in the paper, we don't know how many people have been harmed by workplace harm and harassment and trauma and all that kind of stuff. So now that we've got it documented, we can say, okay, we need to change our mechanisms, we need to change our policies, we need to look at how we report on workplace harm. So it's an incredibly powerful piece. And for me as somebody that watches young people coming into the academy, you know, we go out to applicant attraction type events and look at people that are wanting to come in. And there's a huge LGBTI young people population that are trying to get into the police force, which is really exciting. And I hope that when they read this piece and when they see things like this come out, that they understand that this is us working to improve the organisation. It's meant to be in a positive way, because we do have so many young people knocking on the door saying, hey, we want to be police, and we want them to come in.
You're on The Glow Show, Joy 94.9, with Will and Jen, who is filling in for Gabby, and we have Roe Allen, Commissioner of Gender and Sexuality, in the studio tonight. We're talking about the Varioc report that has just been released from the Victorian Police. Now, we were just talking before about some of the horrific findings. First of all, I like the honesty, and I like the fact that this report's been done. When this all came out and some of this information first came out, I'm not going to say copped, but I got some feedback, you know, saying, you know, police, they're all the same, yada, yada, yada. And it was just like, my opinion of the whole thing was, first of all, I'm very thankful of the honesty. I'm very thankful that the report has been done. But it's a real reflection on the community, because the Victorian Police is a form of community, but there are communities everywhere in the greater community of Australia. And as most people know, I work for an airline, and this particular airline is LGBTI very proactive. In fact, all the airlines in Australia are LGBTI proactive. But the fact of the matter is, if this report was to be filtered through my airlines or all the airlines within the Australian aviation industry, I can ensure, from my personal experiences, I can ensure you, all the listeners out there, I think the findings, sadly, will be the same. But the fact that you're doing the report, that you are being honest and you're putting your hand up, is a real big tick, and that's what I think needs to be positive out of it. So I'd like to thank you both for doing that.
Well, I mean, I might just add to that that we're lucky that we live in a state where we have people such as Roe in a position of gender and sexuality commissioner. I mean, I don't think that there's ever been a gender and sexuality commissioner anywhere else.
No, I'm the first.
The first one. And so we have that. We have people in a senior commissioner role outside of the organisation as well, working with Victoria Police, helping to influence change. So, I mean, a lot of thanks goes to Roe and her team for all of the influence that takes shape outside as well in other government agencies. And policing and, you know, the whole of government is just it's just a microcosm of society. I mean, there's 20,000
exactly.
Victoria Police.
Yeah.
Uncover, you know, any other agency, and I'm sure that you'd see very similar things.
Identical. Yes, we've got a long way to go. But nevertheless, you know, it's not an indictment on the Victoria Police. They are not a group of individuals who are particularly high in the nastiness in that area. You know, it's reality across the board. And that was my first feeling. Now, obviously, you know, we've had some negative, and we will get to where to now with that sort of stuff. But was there any positives that come out of it, or can you compare it to some of the reports done in the past? Are we seeing positives?
Well, I think the positives that have come out of the report is the fact that Graham Ashton, the Chief Commissioner, launched it and made a real commitment to working on the issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a complete supporter of working inside organisations to improve them, not just banging on the door outside and telling them how bad they are. You know, so I'm on record and saying I'm absolute supporter and will always be and continue to be Victorian Police marching in pride, and I'll march in front of them, with them and behind them, because, you know, we are a community that don't report the discrimination we experience. We have to see our police force, okay, as a work in progress, but a safe place to come to report the discrimination, to access them if we're struggling with family violence issues. We have every right to expect that of the Victorian Police, and we need to work with them. We need to keep educating them and supporting them to support our community. So I want to see, you know, the discrimination that we experience and the, you know, all of that, turn around and people feel more safe and comfortable in going to the police. You know, that's why, you know, I asked Graham Ashton if I could borrow his bus, and we had the bus and the police, and we had on the road show the first year and the second year, you know, travelling around in a police bus meant we got police at every stop and station. I got a tour into town in Swan Hill, and the police put me into the giant Codmouth. We had photos. We had a great time. We went from 167 LGBT liaison officers to 260.
I think we're up to the 300s now.
That's right. 350.
There you go.
And these are voluntary. You know, yeah. they sign up as voluntary liaison officers for our community, and we're going in the right direction. There's certainly things that the police have done this year that would just take us back a long way, but we do need to remember they're like, I don't know, five or six members, and they don't represent the whole of the Victorian Police.
We are heading in the right direction, which is the important thing.
That's it.
Excellent stuff. We've got to go, unfortunately.
Oh,
I know. It goes quick, doesn't it?
It's so quick.
Ro, thank you very much for coming in the studio tonight and talking to us in more detail about the VEROC report.
It's absolute pleasure.
Fantastic stuff, and we really thank you, and thank you both for all of this. And
thanks, Will.
Hopefully we'll get all our communities heading in the right direction in the near future. A lot of work to go, but we're getting there, which is the main thing. Thanks, Jen. Well, hopefully we might even see you next week with a little bit of luck.
Absolutely.
Talk to you to come in. You've been listening to The Glow Show on Joy 94.9.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another Glow Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the Glow Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The Glow Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.